You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Razaban IFL TV proudly sponsored by Everlast. With me, Johnny Nelson. How are we doing, mate?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Looking forward to this Sunday afternoon show. They've had pots on everything, haven't they? Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays. Might be just a new thing, Sunday afternoons. I think Tony Bellews was on Sunday, wasn't it?
Evening, though.
Yeah.
This kicks off 1 p.m.
It's cool. We're home for dinner.
You're going to go straight back?
Yes, of course. I'm cooking.
Anyways, no one's interested in what you're doing. I shouldn't ask that question. Apologies. However, Azeem Charlton, everyone's hyping up about Azeem. Ben's spoken very highly of him. The right test for him at the right time?
I do think so. I think this is his 7th professional fight. 4 fights this year. He's only won the distance once. On average, he's taken the points out between 1 to 3 rounds. You look at British boxing history and world champions, and then you look back in their record and you see how they sail through domestic level. One or two rocky patches for the likes of Nigel Benn fighting Chris Hannon, a domestic rival, but I think it was a blueprint to see potentially how good Hannon could be. So again, each fight he has at domestic level, people are going to say this is a good test for him, and each fight he gets through, deals with how he deals with them, will actually give people a clearer indication of how good he can actually be. So I expect him to get a job done on Saturday. I expect his opponent to proper big him up afterwards. He talks a great fight before the fight, talking about his chin, trying to expose his weaknesses. I don't see any weaknesses at the moment, apart from probably him being too good for his own good at this stage in his career. So I'm looking forward to see how Sunday goes.
You've been in the gym where a lot of fighters grew up. Nas, when he was young, Nassim Hamid, that is, Kell Brook, Kid Galahad, and others that came from that gym. Do you see anything special about Adam?
He can punch, excellent condition, very professional in his approach, how he prepares physically, how he gets on with the job. He may be boyish outside the ring, but when the bell goes, it's down to business, wants to get a job done. So I like that, and that's what will make him very different to the level of opposition he's fighting at the moment.
A lot of people are also talking about Zach Chelli versus Lerone Richards as being probably a standout fight of the show as well, outside of Adam and Charlton.
Wicked fight. Lerone is a skillster. Lerone's a guy that people they underestimate, because he if you're a boxing purist, you appreciate how good he actually is. Zach is aggressive, he's strong, he's ambitious. His dad this is what they've worked for 3 years. This is his world title fight. So this means so much more to him. So if Lerone goes in there and thinks this can be done, you know, this is just another opponent, he needs to give him due care and attention and respect for this fight, because if he doesn't, then the problem's going to be there could be a slip-up Sunday.
Any other fights you're looking forward to on the card?
Of course, my old cruiserweight title at British, British title between Mikel Lawal and David Jamieson. I think that's a good fight. It's an interesting fight. Jameson says, you know, I had 10 days notice when we boxed the last time. I knew this fight could come off for me, so you've given me 10 days notice officially now, but I've been preparing for this. This might be a different outcome, I think, I always love a British title fight. I always love, and especially my old division. I think this will be a good fight. I spoke to McAlevey earlier, and he said, I said, you've got to respect him, don't disrespect him, don't think it's an easy job because he's coming at late notice and you've beaten him already. You make that mistake and you're done. You know, you fight, be professional, and get the job done.
Let's focus. Announced yesterday, Chris Eubank Jr. And Liam Smith. I know there was a lot of rumours about this fight potentially happening. Some even said potentially this year, but has been announced officially, Manchester, 21st January. Good fight for both?
Very good fight. I think both fighters need this for their own reasons. let's be straight and direct, Liam is not the fighter he was, but the fighter he is today is good enough to beat most fighters out there below world title level. Still has world title ambitions. Chris, a good, fit, fast, hungry, ambitious fighter. It's probably a lot fight fresher than Liam. So therefore, I think this is going to be a good fight. I think it will be really a good fight. I think a loss would probably be more detrimental to Liam than it would be to Chris. I know Chris talked about walking away if he lost to Conor Benn, but that's because it was Conor Benn. I think this fight would really hurt Liam if he lost, to the point where he'd think about his career. I think Chris could probably give himself some excuses to box on if he lost it to Liam.
Is it important and good that we see Chris back in the ring and not just, well, I'm not saying he was waiting around, but waiting for the outcome of this whole Conor Benn stuff and maybe doing that fight somewhere else in the world, as Conor Benn's not with the British board at the moment. So are we just happy that, you know, Chris has moved away from that for now and just focus on his career? Because he's 33 years old.
Yeah, Chris's ambition was to fight for a world title. The fight with Conor Benn was a money fight. That's what it was, a money fight. So that's done. Now he's back on a horse. He's saying, right, then get me out of there again. So I'm glad it's so quick, so fast, arranged so swiftly, January 21st.
Natasha Jonas, Terry Harper, a lot of talk from both sides, both camps. Joe Gallagher's had his say. Yep. Natasha Jonas has had her say. Eddie Hearn's throwing money around and throwing all sorts of offers around. What is this down to? Is it money? Is it ego? Is it, I don't want to work with certain people?
No, because I think boxers are refreshingly doing what most promoters don't do and willing to work with anybody and everybody, which I like. And it's nice to see, you know, Matchroom, the owner, saying, yeah, we'll dance this dance, because it suits it. But I think Natasha has a choice of, you know, the likes of Clarissa's talking about stepping down and coming back. She'd love to come back here and box in the UK. She knows there's a lot of love for female boxing over here. Terry Harper, that's a fight that Natasha feels she can right her wrong. So she's in a great driving position. You're forgetting she was the sweetheart of the 2012 Olympics because of her boxing skill and talent that people ignored. And when she lost, got stopped. And she's actually put herself back in and achieved more than most believe she would do, you know, when they expect her to walk away.
Next week, Tyson Fury returns back from retirement. Yeah. Against Derek Chisora. Pay-per-view price announced, significantly higher than what people are normally used to paying, about $19.95. I know over the last couple of years we've gone up to $24.95 and maybe slightly more, but let's be honest and real here, no one asked for this fight. I know this is the best credible opponent that they feel that they could find to fight Fury, but $26.95?
Listen, fighters have to get paid. You know, Eubank, Smith is pay-per-view as well. These fighters have to get paid. The money's got to come from somewhere. I've said it before, if you want to buy a car and you don't want to pay the money, go get another car. Or don't get a car, get a bike. You know, if the fans want to see the fight, they'll pay. So the box office receipts will say it all. If the fans want to see Tyson Fury and Derek Chisora box for a third time, they'll pay. The receipts will say it all. If they don't, the receipts will tell us the story. And it's the same with Smith and Eubank. You know, if you want it, then you'll watch it. You know, it's business. These guys have to get paid. And that's just the business of our sport.
Tyson Fury has come out and he said, listen, I can't stay away from boxing. You know, I've tried to walk away, but
surprise,
boxing is my
surprise.
life. I want to fight for another 10 potential years. You know, I have to fight Anthony Joshua. But sometimes it's, I don't need Anthony Joshua. Sometimes it's, Joe Joyce is not in my era. Danny Dubois not in my era, you know. What can you take from what is being said by Tyson?
He's a frustrated fighter that wants to fight, that wants to walk away, that today wants one thing, tomorrow wants something else. I don't think his thirst will ever be quenched until he gets that fight with Anthony Joshua for whatever reason. And he's achieved everything that asked of him, but he still has hunger for more, for that challenge. Fighters have always got it inside them. You know, I've retired years ago, you've still got that fight inside you. He's still in position to be able to back the desire up. So I understand where he's at. The hardest thing is walking away and having the discipline to stay away.
And just coming back to the pay-per-view price, and you know, and you say fighters need to be paid. And yes, we understand fighters need to be paid, but again, it's not a fight that the fans were demanding. You know, I'm speaking to people, hardcore fans and non-hardcore fans, about the fight. Are you interested in fighting? It's a lot of negativity. It's not the fight I want to see. Tyson's beaten him twice already.
Yeah.
I heard tickets aren't going great, from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing. To have it outdoors in Tottenham and then charge $26.95, should that have just gone in an indoor stadium and a relatively cheaper price?
This is the gamble the fighters have got to take. Now, if they're going to fight each other and get paid millions of pounds, and that's what they demand, then they've got to take the risk of saying, make it pay-per-view because this is what I want. I don't know how it's guaranteed the purse, how it isn't guaranteed, but what I'm saying is that's the risk they take.
Is it a fair price? $26.95 to watch Fury Chisora, you know, trilogy.
If you are the TV company, if you are the fighter, do you want to get paid?
From the public's perspective.
From a public's perspective, of course you're not one going to pay that money. My answer to that is, if you don't want to pay it, don't pay it. And it's the same with any pay-per-view event. You know, if you're a boxing fan, you want to see the fight, you want to see Tyson Fury in action, you want to see Smith and Eubank in action, then, and you want it that much, pay it. If you don't, just don't pay. You can't complain about something that you're still doing. It's that simple. You just.
I think from fans' perspective, is we're already paying a subscription on BT Sport.
Yes.
We love boxing. Yeah. Of course, we want to watch every potential fight. But it becomes unaffordable, especially the times we live in.
All right, so let me give you an example. You've got footballers that are getting paid. I mean, top-tier footballers are getting paid ridiculous money. Individually. You've got a field of millionaires running about playing football. So. Where do you think that money's coming from?
TV, promotional,
why
sponsors.
TV, promotion sponsors, putting money in that player. Because they are providing a product for the consumer to watch.
So you never pay extra beyond your subscription.
But the thing is, nobody's complaining about, all right, they might think, oh my God, he's getting X, Y. Why do you think these guys are getting that money? Because people want to watch it. Now, if you're going to charge pay-per-view, you know, people are going to watch it. If you don't want to watch it, just don't watch it. That's it. You don't complain about it. Say, you know what? I ain't watching it. I ain't paying the money. It's that simple. I'm on the fighter side where you think, if I want to get paid this money, this is what I want. If this is what I think I'm worth, that's what I'm worth. If you don't want to play it, then I'm wrong. The receipts will tell you next weekend if they were wrong, it was a gamble. The receipts will tell you end of January if it was wrong or right. But who's going to pay him? Who is all right if I come to you and say, yo, we pay these guys X, Y, Z? No, the money's got to come from somewhere.
Again, I'm not disputing that fight shouldn't be paid. Of course, fights should maximise on whatever they can. But my point was $26.95 for a fight that we've already seen twice, where Tyson Fury beat him very, very easily.
Yes, and that's it. And so Basic tells me it's the Tyson Fury show, because you've seen it twice. You kind of figure out, you know what to expect. So the ones that pay the money are willing to see the Tyson Fury show.
Lawrence Okolie, he said quite a few things over the last couple of months. I know he's got a lot of dispute at the moment with Matchroom, Eddie Hearn. He's put a number of posts out, considerably on Instagram, I think it was, where he talked about he's going to fight till the end and take justice amongst everybody he's worked with every penny that he's got. A man who was on the rise and a man who, let's be real and honest, who had certain performances that weren't befitting to the consumer. Boring is probably the right term, if I can use, at times. Hasn't been active at all this year. I think February was his last fight, but he's got a contractual situation going on. I've spoken to Ben about it, and Ben said, look, if he becomes a free agent, we'll be interested. But what have you made of the whole Lawrence Okolie situation and everything he said and Eddie, etc.?
Same story, different actors. I've seen this before, litigation between fighters and a promoter. The promoter saying, if you don't box, you don't dance for me, you ain't dancing. I'll freeze you out. If you want to send me solicitor's letter, it's going to cost you £100 a letter. I've got an in-house solicitor. It's going to cost you. So I either dance my dance and do what you're told, or shut your mouth, or buy your way out of the contract. Now, I think I saw an interview with Eddie and Coogan, and Eddie was talking about this. I took care of him. You know, he's got to honor the contract. So yeah, they're honoring the contract with Matchroom, so he can move on with his career. How he'll stand and spend money that he's earned and worked hard for on fighting, fighting an argument. Sometimes it's better to lose a battle and win a war. Yeah, because he's at a stage in his career where he should be developing each fight. He's a world champion that's still got so much room to develop and get even better. But he's spending too much time arguing, fussing and fighting. Sometimes lose this battle and win a war. What I'm saying is, do the fight, you write the contract, move on. Cuss and scream afterwards. I get where you're at, man. And I know people like you will say he's boring, see whatever, and he might not be as exciting.
I didn't say he was boring, I said some of his fights.
He might be not be as exciting or put as many pumps on seats. He's unorthodox and he will get better with time and it's an acquired taste. But, you know, it's pride before the fall and he's thinking, I just can't do it. But if I was in his ear, I'd say bite the bullet, lose the battle to win a war. Get through this. He says, all right, now let's do this. You know, if Eddie said to him, you know what, I ain't going to do this next fight with you unless you sign another deal, another five-fight deal with me, then I understand your argument. Tell everybody. You know, but honour your contract and move on. Because fighters, I've seen it too many times, fighters, we get into arguments and fights with promoters that have got ridiculous money and in-house solicitors working for them, and it's costing us mad money that we fight for, risk our life for, to fight the fight. This is a fight you won't win, you know, unless you've lost thousands and thousands fighting it. And so sometimes it's better off biting the bullet. I hear where you're coming from, I hear your frustration. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I'm always for the fighter. I feel for him. I've seen it happen too many times with too many fighters and spent too much time outside the ring wasting the good development years of their career in an argument that at the end of the day you think, shit, I should have just bit the bullet.
Dillian White returns to the ring tomorrow night. Quite an intense face-off with Jermaine Franklin and Dimitri Salita. I'm sure you saw the clips yesterday. But could you see Dillian back in the ring as well after that devastating loss to Fury a few months ago? Well, in April.
We need characters in the fight game. Dillian's back in the mix. Wilder's back in the mix. I never thought I'd see that happen. Dillian's back in the mix. And now he's just like, he's got that don't give a shit attitude. Because potentially his next fight could be against Anthony Joshua, potentially. On these shores, that's a big fight. That's an interesting, intriguing fight where both fights can make some dough and put on a performance for the public.
Joining us just finally, a lot of rumours circulating online. I saw the last couple of days about Adam Smith resigning or parting way with Sky Sports. You've known Adam a long time. He was often commentating when you were fighting. And I know he's a good friend of yours, but is there anything you could tell us, any truth in that?
I don't know anything about him resigning. I know he's ill. All I do is wish him the best. Hope he gets well soon. Hope to be working with him again. He's the ultimate professional, gets the job done. I don't think it's for you or I to discuss his personal business or his personal illness until he actually addresses it himself. Adam's been a good friend for many, many years, and Adam is a professional, so all I do is wish him the best.
Just last one on this, all going well with Adam, expect to see him back on Sky?
Sorry, again?
All going well with Adam, do you expect him back on Sky?
There's nothing tells me otherwise, so that's just how it is.
Johnny, appreciate your time. Thank you for waiting till the end to give me an interview. England playing tonight versus America.
I know football inside out, trust me. You ask me any football question, I will answer it in a heartbeat. 3-2, do you want to put some money on it?
Name the goalkeeper's name.
That's not the point. That's not the point. I'm just saying.
All right, easier. What's the manager's name?
Easy, man. Westcott. That's his nickname. Hey, that's his nickname in the dressing room. Westcott. That's what everybody said. That's what all those boys call him. Like, you're Westcott. You know what I mean? Drops a little Westcott on. I know shit. Don't mess with me in football.
Joey Nelson, IFL TV. Thank you very much. Sports Social Podcast Network.